I don't really have any kind of opening comments on anything this morning. Why don't we just jump into whatever you want to talk about? Bill, did you have a question?
Well, I'll start off with an obvious one. The field is beginning to form now with candidates running for your seat. Heather Wilson, Martin Heinrich, the latest. Any thoughts on those?
Well, I think it does look like both of those candidates are running. There'll probably be others. That's what an election's all about. Obviously, I would like to see a Democrat replace me in the U.S. Senate. And once we get into the process of nominating a Democratic nominee and actually get one nominated at the primary next year, I would expect to support that person, whoever that is.
I would assume, and please correct me, that there is some coordination with the party before a candidate declares. Isn't there, or is it done solely independently?
Well, I think different candidates do it differently. I think most candidates would probably at least advise the party chair and some of the other key people in the party when they decide to go ahead and announce. But I don't think that's required by any means. And so I just don't know in this case what coordination there's been in the candidacies of either of the folks that you mentioned.
Okay, I'll pass for now.
All right. Let's see. John, did you have a question?
Yes, Senator. Could you talk to us about the FEMA response to our wildfires here in New Mexico?
Well, I've been trying to follow the activity as best I could. I think FEMA has been responsive to the wildfire that they had down south of Silver City, which I visited. They sent a team down there and were trying to determine what assistance they could provide to the organizations, the firefighters and the police department and all who were working to control that. That's the type of assistance that they generally can provide. And as far as I know, they are being responsive in other parts of the state as well. Is there a particular incident that you're thinking of?
I was referring to the White Fire, Senator, Lincoln County, and then, of course, the Bernalillo County, Monte Largo. Of course, they're fighting those, and I guess FEMA has responded pretty quickly.
That's been my impression, is that they've responded. They obviously aren't the first line of defense for these types of incidents, but they are available to provide assistance, financial assistance to help pay for overtime expenses, for additional expenses that some of these local agencies incur in trying to deal with these situations.
All right, sir. One more question. It looks like Friday is our next deadline to come up with a budget, and I wonder if you could comment on that for us.
Well, it is our next deadline, and I hope very much that we have an agreement worked out here in the next day or two between the Republican leadership and the Democratic leadership here in the Congress to put in place a budget, a blueprint for the rest of this fiscal year through the end of September. That's not completed yet, as I understand it. There's still an effort being made to get that completed. And we'll find out, I'd say, in the next 24 to 48 hours whether that's going to happen or whether we're going to be faced with some type of additional short-term extension of spending levels as they currently exist, or whether we're going to be faced with some kind of shutdown.
All right, sir. That's it for me. Thank you.
Okay, you're sure welcome. Bill, did you have another question?
Yes, I do. On the subject of the budget, have you heard or read of the letter from the 350 university economists who are asking for the Congress to look at cuts in entitlements as a way to cut spending?
I haven't seen that letter. I think I did see something in the news about how such a letter had been developed, but I haven't seen it.
It's a plea to the leadership of the Congress to take a look at cutting entitlements because of the huge size of the nation's deficit. But nowhere in the letter is there any talk about offsetting revenue that might be brought in. Does that surprise you?
Well, it's as I say, I don't know who has signed the letter, and I haven't seen the letter, but as a general matter, I think we're our best chance for getting progress in deficit reduction is when we combine cuts in spending with increases in revenue. That's what we did in 93 when President Clinton had come into office, and we adopted major legislation to accomplish that at that time. And I think that's the right formulation with which to make progress, in my view.
In light of that, then, do you consider it still to have been a wise move on the part of the president to negotiate and allow the tax cuts for the upper class to continue?
Well, I didn't vote for that, of course. I voted against it. It seemed to me that it would have been better for us to try to get agreement both on spending cuts and on tax levels for the upcoming several years. I do think that would have been a better course.
But it had the president's imprimatur and his backing. Didn't that help sway the vote in favor of that proposal?
Oh, there's no question, and I think it was largely negotiated between Vice President Biden and Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader in the Senate.
The subject of energy, one of your favorite subjects. We're hearing the surprising news that BP now wants to go back into deepwater oil. Your reaction?
Well, my reaction is that the Department of Interior has put in place a much improved set of restrictions to ensure that drilling that occurs in the deep water parts of the Gulf is safe. And they have issued some permits to companies that have been able to persuade the Department of Interior that they had the necessary safeguards in place and could do the drilling safely. I think BP ought to be subjected to the same strict scrutiny that these other companies have been. And if they're able to survive that and demonstrate that they can do this safely, I think they should not be precluded from going forward. But
charges, serious charges, including the murder because of this event.
Well, there's no question that there are ways in which BP is going to be held liable, not only financially liable, but perhaps through criminal proceedings. And I think that's appropriate for the spill that occurred last year. The question would be whether there should be some kind of a prohibition in place going forward against a particular company applying for and being considered for additional permits in the future, and I would not favor having that kind of a blanket prohibition in place.
Then we have nuclear power. We're also learning that in the U.S., most of the 104 reactors have backup systems to keep them operating that last no more than 4 hours. Only a handful have 8 hours of backup. That was a problem that caused the meltdown in Japan. Should we be concerned about that?
Well, I think we should, and I believe we had a good hearing last week in our Energy and Natural Resources Committee, and these facts came to light. I think there was a general recognition on the part of the person there speaking for the nuclear power industry that this requirement for backup power was in most likely not adequate, and that it would have to be increased. And I think that the Nuclear Regulatory Commission indicated that they are reviewing this to decide what additional requirements to impose on the industry.
Should we learn a fast lesson from Japan and get it done quickly?
Well, I think we should do it as quickly as we can, but I do think that it's appropriate to consider the detail of what we're going to do differently before we rush to do it. I do think that as far as everyone can tell, as far as the Nuclear Regulatory Commission can tell, the nuclear power plants operating today in this country are operating in a very safe way. That doesn't mean we can't make them safer, and we should as quickly as we can.
Okay, that's it for me. Many thanks.
Okay, thank you for talking with me.
Thanks so much.
Sure. John, did you have anything else?
No, that's it for me, Senator.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you both for talking with me.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.